With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle have won!
Okay, now to the next game. Absolute robbery, this one. Absolute robbery.
Was that justice?
Got him. No, you know what's crazy? Is that, like, if there ever was, like, two wrongs don't make a right. But if there ever was a time where two wrongs made a right, this was the time. I cannot believe for the life of me that the world, everything that can happen, the butterfly effect, all that shit, the same year, the exact same scenario happens and they both trade 2 points. I am okay, and I know it's wrong, but I'm okay with the ref doing that and just trade the 2 points. Seriously?
It's heaps wrong, but I'm also okay with it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's heaps wrong. It's bad refing, but at the end of the day, at least they've traded 2 points and they're where they actually should be on the ladder. This game for me, I thought the Dragons' second half was outstanding. Benny Hunt is a joke. He's so good. That kicking game, Amone, amazing. You know, the thing with Amone is I just re-signed with the Dragons, and I wonder whether that contract negotiation was weighing on him a little bit and then finally gets it done and he comes out confident as anything and kills it, scored 3 tries. The Raiders, look, gutsy win to hold on to it. Really gutsy win. Came out, didn't blow them off the park, but dominated, I felt. Timmy, what did you think about the game, mate?
Yeah, they were pretty gritty win from the Raids. They, as they tend to do in second halves, did everything they could to lose it late on. That last was about 2 or 3 minutes to go, and they had an opportunity just to try and pot a field goal, make it a 7-point margin, game over. Turned it over, next thing you know, they're running downfield, and it was just like, shout out to Big Red, Corey Horsburgh. I think this really went unnoticed in the chaos of, you know, the refereeing decision. But Big Red was chasing after Finai for that one. Finai was one-on-one with Xavier Savage, who we know is not the most noted defender. The inside pressure that Horsburgh had on Finai was just enough that it meant he only really had one direction to go, and that was on the outside of Savage. Had Big Red not been chasing, would have had a one-on-one with him. He could have skinned him and scored very easily with a fend.
Faye Guy's footwork is fucking incredible. Yeah. So he would have.
I wasn't going to say it, but you're right. He would have skinned him, and it would have been game over. So I don't think I saw anyone mention it, but Big Red's run, chasing him down, go back and look at it, it was next level.
Fucking Big Red, eh? When you're in the pits, you need a Big Red with you. Fucking oath, you need a Big Red with you. What about yourself, Gurina?
Yeah, as I said at the start, I was just so happy to see Amone finally have this game where he shows what he can do. I thought Ben Hunt, did he get a 40-20 and a 20-40?
Yep. Yeah, I think he's the first time ever. 40-20 and a 20-40.
And the last time ever too.
The 20-40 was like the game needed something. He just went, you know what, boom, get in the hooker, smack it, 20
as
minutes.
As a halfback, I'll get into
it. It's like whack it. He's done everything he possibly can to get his team back into the game. Yeah. So good.
They could have been your halves in Team of the Week. They nearly were both of mine and the losing team.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I thought like that on that last play, like as you said, Big Red chased him down and whatnot. The ball that Hunt threw to put him through that hole.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, God.
It was a pearler.
Yeah.
If he would have scored, we'd be like, that pass would have been all over.
And it's also a set play because you know it's a set play because of the way Fagai hit his line. Mm. Like he hit that just in between the center and the winger, and it's hard defensively as a winger because you're a little bit back for the kick because it's like the game's on the line. You think they might kick, and so your spacing is never going to be perfect. Like if he's up flat to make sure that he can't get through, Benny Hunt can keep behind, and so it's like it must be something that Benny Hunt has looked at video and thought about. Like if my game is on the line and I need to have a big play, what's the play? And because that seems like it's like specifically made for that last ditch play. It was so good, such a good fucking ball.
How about Big Red, Queensland boy, obviously AFL prodigy growing up.
No way,
he's a gun.
Fuck,
can you imagine that in the AFL grand final if you chose the AFL path? Big 115 kilo. Oh. Big Red Corey Horse was snapping one from 40 to win the Swans premiership.
Mate, how good would
what
that
can't
be?
He do?
Seriously, Big Red. Like, imagine him AFL, he'd be so aggressive. Fuck, he'd be aggressive. Holy shit. But, yeah, back to the Raiders. Real gritty win to hang on and get the job done like they did. There's still a chance. That's the good thing. There's still a chance. Albert Hopper-Wade, he continues to impress me with his ball running. Very strong, scored a try. They just keep hanging on. They keep hanging on. It's going to be interesting to see. They've got a pretty... Was that their hardest game?
Well, we have Manly, but all of a sudden that's not looking as bad as we probably thought it was after what they dished up against the Titans. So, Manly was the hardest one we have.
Mm. So, if you can get past Manly all of a sudden...
Knights this week, Tigers round 25.
You just got to rely on other teams dropping ahead of you.
Yeah, and we do. We're a game off the Roosters, and then we're two games off the Rabbits, Broncos, Eels. So, they've all got... a better for and against, but again, if we win three in the trial, our Neg 31 should improve, but every chance.
Mm. Fucking it'd suck if you won the next three games with a heap of momentum and no one else dropped.
If we miss out on 30 points, that'd be hard to take.
If you did miss out on 30 points, it shows you the quality of the competition this year.
Yeah.
That'd be 14 wins and 10 losses.
And you miss the eight.
And last year, the Titans made it with 10 wins and 14 losses.
Oh. Yeah.
Mate, the standard is so much higher, like so much higher. It's crazy. Any other ones stood out for you for the Raiders?
Hudson Young scored the first try. I think he's having a really good last few months. I think he could be a real smoky at the end of the year for that Kangaroo squad. Mate, just got the job done. It was ugly, but your season's on the line. You just got to find a way.
Mm. Anyone else for you? Jimmy?
All good, mate.
All good. I just think they deserve a massive rap. Papali'i. Let's talk about Papali'i, Junior Bolo. Who else committed to Samoa? Anyway, Papali'i has committed to Samoa. Junior Bolo has. Really interesting. Now, does that mean that Queensland don't have does that mean Papali'i doesn't have Queensland spirit? Does that mean that?
I'm happy to run with it.
I think this is incredible for the World Cup. Really, really incredible for the World Cup. I cannot wait now to see the World Cup. It gets more exciting with every single person that commits to some of the tiered nations. I think it's great for the game.
Putting Jerome Luai in there is going to be the key.
Mm.
It's always been a ball player that they've lacked. I assume New Brown will probably be the nine, thinking off the dome. Is there anyone else?
Havili is Tongan, is he?
Yep. He's Tongan, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd say it'll be New Brown.
Mm.
And then I don't know who will partner Luai. Amone, who'll be in the halves, won't he?
Oh, is he Samoan? I think he is, actually. Or is he Tongan? Check it. But, Amone, Luai is not a bad bloody halves combination. Jeez. I wonder if Critter commits as well. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So he could be in the centres.
Amone's Tongan.
Tongan.
Who played in the halves for Samoa a few months ago? Might have been New Brown playing in the halves there.
Anyway, they're both committed. Really, really good for those two teams. They're going to be crucial if they want to succeed. Now, quickly onto the Dragons. Disappointing year for the Dragons? Because they're officially done now.
They're done now, yeah. Yeah, we had them as a smoky for top eight footy. They've definitely fallen short of that. This is just such Dragons game. They hang in there, thereabouts, there to be won.
It's been like that all year for them.
It's just
they've just been there or thereabouts, but they haven't ever.
They've never been incredibly impressive. They've never been terribly disappointing. In games, I feel like they're disappointed. Then I look up and I go, "Fuck, okay, they're behind by four. They can't be that bad."
Yeah, yeah, it's so true. Like, if I went off the feeling they've given me this year, they'd be sitting at like maybe 11th or 12th. But then they like you look at me like.
I meant they are 11.
No, now, but yeah, I mean like throughout the year, they've been sitting around the 8 mark, 8, 9.
It's crazy though that they're 3 wins in front of Canterbury.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's bizarre.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Like, although, like, the Cody Ramsey thing seemed like it's probably the right decision. Ramsey played really well. The concern I have is that you've got Sloan and Sullivan now that seem to be, I guess, not on the outer, but it just doesn't seem like they look like they're in their plans. And you may have lost two really good young players. Like, the Sloan one for me especially, like, I just think they should have given him a little bit more time. Like, did they really improve that much when they got rid of him? Like, until Ramsey came in a few weeks later and he played really well, but as a team, like, did they really? I don't know.
It's hard, isn't it? Because now you're just like, perfect chance you've slowed a run.
Yeah.
Give them us 3 games of the year. There's nothing on the line. But then it's like, well, you're also developing Cody Ramsey, who's been really good. So it'd be so harsh on Ramsey.
Yeah,
like,
for
the future
sure.
of the Dragons. Like, you give him the 3 games, see what he can produce.
Mm. And like, Sloan was so good last year. So good.
And to his credit, like, I think Ramsey's been really good. Yeah, as much as I didn't expect it. So if you were to rest him, I think you'd shatter both their confidence.
Mm. But like, long term, who do you reckon has that long term fullback?
I would have gone Sloan, but I probably think it's Ramsey now, realistically.
Yeah, look, Dragons are in a tough spot, especially when you look at the fact that they have 10 players in that top 100 list. And I just don't know who they bring to the club that's going to change much. I really don't. Like, this is essentially the squad that they're going to be dealing with next year. Is there anyone that you know of? Like, this is the squad they're rolling into next year. They're not getting younger.
Just minus a few.
Yeah, minus a few.
Tariq Sims, yeah. But there's no one coming in.
Yeah. So, disappointing. Look, I would say it's a disappointing year for the Dragons now. Like, to bow out, you know, I think a satisfactory year would have been around 8th or 9th. But to bow out, with 4 games to go? 3 games to go?
Yeah, 3 games to go. It's crazy that a halfback can play so well.
Yeah.
And it can still be such a disappointing season for
him. Ben Hunt. He might win the Dally M from a bottom 8 side. That's how good he's been.
Who have you got winning it at the moment?
Far out. I mean, Hines would probably be up there.
Hines would be up there.
Benny Hunt would be up there. I think Dylan Edwards might even be a little bit of a smoky because he's just killed it every game he's played. He's been getting recognised for it. Again, smoky, not saying he will be.
Munster's racking up points lately.
Yeah, Munster.
With a big finish.
Yeah, Munster. But probably Benny Hunt at the top
line.
Could
Latrell be in the conversation? Or
I reckon, like, even the last 2 weeks, Cam's got 3
last two weeks.
So mine is Hines for sure.
Hines, you reckon?
Yeah.
Hines or Benny Hunt, I'd say right now. Because Benny Hunt is the guy every week for the Dragons.
Yeah.
But there's no one else from Edwards probably is the best shout from Penrith, considering how many games he's played.
Mm.
I don't think there's been anyone from the Cowboys that could win it. Melbourne, it'd have to be Munster or no one. I don't think Brisbane. Adam Reynolds hasn't done enough this year. Like, he's missed footy and Parramatta, no one could win it from there. Roosters got too many troops, so.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.